Voice of Niger on Radio Razzo every Monday from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning for your spiritual blessings and upliftment. For community news, your interviews, special requests, and others, tune in to 105.2 MHz ETA and 103.8 MHz on cable. We delight and entertain you.
Hey, we also have more stuff coming your way. We have business matters. We have social and educational matters. We have health and healing matters. We also have legal matters.
For more information, call us on 020-368-1968. We delight and entertain you. Voice of Niger on Radio Razzo every Monday from 6 to 10 a.m. Razzo!
Voice of Niger is right here to promote your business. Yes, your social events, weddings, birthday parties, baby ceremonies, graduation, anniversaries, engagements. All your events can be promoted right here on Voice of Niger. Yes, you heard me right. Don't know about you because you're not promoting your business. Yeah, we can bring you the awareness that you need for all those revivals, seminars, special events, conferences, church services, your Sunday services, your social events, weddings, birthday parties, baby ceremonies, graduation, anniversaries, engagements. Call us today right now at 06-846-06-550. That's 06-846-06-550. Voice of Niger, your place to advertise. Voice of Niger is right here to promote your business. Yes, your social events, weddings, birthday parties.
Oh,
Well, good morning to you, all our fans. This is Radio Voice of Niger coming to you on the waves of Radio Razzle. My name is Apostle Hellenio Dokeno. Together with me is Apostle Hellenio Dokeno. We salute you and we salute you and your family. We bring greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ whom we serve. Transmitting this hour on 103.8 cable and 105.2 hectare. Remember that you can always follow us online as you type Razzle Amsterdam.nl. Right now, you can follow us online. And remember not. But as well that you can call us on the studio line. So this is our gospel inspirational time where we use music and the word of the Lord to uplift you, prepare you for the day.
Good morning once again, and it's a joy to be with you, and let's start with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we are grateful for today. Thank you for this new week you have brought us into. Thank you for every home and every family out there. Thank you for our listeners. Thank you for even our guests. Thank you for today. Thank you for our nation. Thank you for those in authority. We bless everyone with your name. We bless them with your presence and power. We pray that it shall be a great week for everyone. We plead the blood of Jesus over the entire country, over every home that we are reaching right now. Jesus. We pray that it shall be well with them.
Amen.
Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for your message, your unfailing love towards us. Continue to do us good. And keep away every evil, every harm from everyone. Yes. We pray for somebody who needs your help desperately, who is in an emergency situation. We pray your mercy will reach out to them right now. Be they in the case of in a situation of ill health or crisis of some sort. Father, we pray for a miracle to happen to them. For your hands are not short, nor are your ears dull that you cannot hear.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that the blood of Jesus is taking care of our transgressions. Therefore, Lord, reach out now and touch somebody who needs your help desperately. Thank you
Jesus.
For who you are. Bless this day. Bless the program that we're holding today, that it shall be awesome and it shall be a blessing.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for our listeners as well. Do them good. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. That's a powerful one. So enjoy the music as it comes. Radio Voice of Niger, our gospel inspirational time. A good morning show. Glorious, glorious. you feel free to give us a call and enjoy the music as it comes. Shortly, I'll be bringing to you the miracles of Jesus Christ. And then after that, we will bring the Pastoral Forum. And from the Pastoral Forum, we will finish up with the religious segment. And then we have something else to do in our social segment. That's powerful. Awesome, awesome, awesome. While you are still preparing for the next music to come, remember this is coming to you on the waves of Radio Voice of Niger, a popular radio program on Radio Razz. Ah,
You are great, yes, you are Holy One. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. Reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything routine about you is great. You are great, yes, you are Holy One. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
Great, you are
great.
Worship you today.
worship you, Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, so great you are, doing marvelous things. Everything written about you.
With this, I'm welcoming you to the section of to our segment we called Miracle. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, I thank you for this morning, and I bless you for all our listeners all over the world. We thank you for a great opportunity to be a blessing in this season. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for giving us life in the land of the living. Thank you for your mercies, your kindness, your love, your patience upon our lives. Thank you for everything. As we hear your word at this moment, may it be a lamp unto our paths. Direct us. Direct our family members. Direct our church members. Direct our nation by your word. Bless all the hearers and let your word produce life, miracles, fullness in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, with thanksgiving we pray. Joyfully say a big amen. Hallelujah. Miracles of Jesus.
That's the segment we are in. Now, take your Bible and let's go to the book of Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, and I read from verse 21. The Bible says, "Now, when Jesus had crossed over again by boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, 'My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live.'" What a faith. "So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged to him. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, 'If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well.' Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' But his disciples said to him, 'You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me?' And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.' While he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, 'Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?' As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, 'Do not be afraid, only believe.' And he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and saw a tumult and those who wept and wailed loudly. When he came in, he said to them, 'Why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping.' And they ridiculed him. But when he had put them all outside, he took the father and the mother of the child and those who were with him and entered where the child was lying. Then he took the child by the hand and said to her, 'Talita kumi,' which is translated, 'Little girl, I say to you, arise.' Immediately, the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with great amazement. But he has commanded them strictly that no one should know it, and said that nothing should be given, that something should be given her to eat." Hallelujah. This is the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's too powerful. It's really, really, really. I'm too excited. Though the verses I read were a bit long, but I want you to know that the miracle you just heard me read, two solid miracles, would also take place in your own life if you believe it. Hallelujah. It shows that God is never late in ministering to his own people. And I am positioned this morning to let you know that you will recover all. Say, I will recover all. Say, it's not late. Come on, say it like you mean it. Say, I will recover all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to know very well here that this story that happened real. You see, when we look at this story carefully, a man decided to let go himself. The Bible said he was a ruler of a synagogue. That means he was also a priest, a ruler. And he decided to let go whatever he had to make move towards the side of Jesus, because he saw or he have heard about Jesus, and he knew that Jesus had something that he never had. Something had come into the life of the man, this ruler of synagogue, called Jairus, which he couldn't handle by himself. The Bible said that the daughter of this ruler was in the point of dying. This ruler of synagogue must have done all he could. He must have rehearsed all he knew. But unfortunately, the child was still dying. So he decided not to continue to waste his own time doing the same thing he has been doing that was not producing any result, and instead death was just inevitable. So he decided to let go his own prestige. He decided to let go his own high-mindedness and went to submit to the leadership of Jesus. By him going to Jesus and throwing himself down means that he submitted. He has acknowledged the leadership of Jesus. He has acknowledged the supremacy of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. He has acknowledged that Jesus had some power which he himself does not have. He has acknowledged the superiority of Jesus Christ. He threw himself down to say, whatsoever I was holding, which has not been helping me, I better can throw it down and grab Jesus. Because if I do not make that solid decision, something will happen. That means the child will die in his very eyes. And that was the news he was not prepared to hear. Hallelujah. So he did not want anything to waste his time any further. There are people who sit in the house of God. They are called time wasters. Time wasters are in the church. They come to church to waste time, not just to have any substantial, tangible touch of God. They waste the time of waste anointing, waste the time of the preacher, waste the environment, and then they go empty. Time wasters. In this moment, I am saying that you will recover from any time waster around you. I said, you will recover in Jesus' name. There are time wasters in the environment we are in. There are time wasters in the church we are in. There are time wasters in our families. Some of the time wasters can be visible and some may not be very, very visible. And when time is being wasted, it is hard to recover. So this very ruler realized that if he continued to practice what he was practicing, time was being wasted. And time was no longer on his side because of the debt that is knocking at the door of his daughter. So he felt he was no more going to have unnecessary delay. Are you hearing me? There are delays that are not from God. There are delays that have been, you know, orchestrated by human beings. There are people who stay in church and they are being distracted. Anything that is distracting you not to make a reasonable decision that will help you and save you at the time you need that thing, may that thing be knocked off in Jesus' name. May every delay, every distraction in life, that which is a waste, when it comes, it wants to waste you and waste your resources and make you not to be able to gather. May that thing be severed in your life as you hear the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. So Jairus went to Jesus, and Jairus threw himself down, and Jairus said to Jesus, "Come to me. Come and lay hands on my child. I know that if you can come to my house and you lay hands on my child, this child will recover." And Jesus did not hesitate. Jesus was more than willing to accompany Jairus and go to his house to go and heal the daughter. But on the way, something happened. While they were on their way, delay came. Another woman that had issue of blood. For 12 years, she has been bleeding. The Bible said she had an issue in her life. So if you look at these two stories, one was asking Jesus, come home, come and lay hands, follow me, and then the miracle will happen. And the other one, who also had problem, and the Bible says she has wasted, she has spent all that she had trying to get help, trying to be healed. Death was also knocking at her door. She did not know what next to do. So at that point in time, when these things were happening, it was forbidden according to the culture that she found herself to even be among human beings, to even be among men, or to be in an open place so that she doesn't contaminate them, because she had the issue of blood. Blood was oozing out of her. The blood was not stoppable. So she has been leaking and leaking and leaking and wasting blood. And the Bible tells us that the life of every creature is in the blood. Do you see? Life was going off from this woman. All the physicians have done what they could, and nobody could help her. So the waster came to want to waste her life. So this woman had a chance. The chance was that she heard that Jesus was passing by that side. She said, I'm not going to waste my time anymore. I am not going to waste my time anymore. I'm going to step out of my closet. I'm going to step out of the box where they have boxed me. I'm going to step out of it. Even if I go die, let me die. I will step out and I'm going to go to the crowd and I'm going to mingle with people and I'm going to press myself forward. If only I can touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, I don't need him to come to my house. I don't need him to lay hands on me. I may not be worthy for him to lay hands on, but if I can secretly go and touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Look at faith in manifestation. You say, well, I started by telling you this year, in this sermon, that you are going to recover all that you've lost. I don't know where you've had your delays. I don't know what has been eating you like cankerworm. I don't know what it is that does not want you to have the fullness of life Jesus came to pay for. I do not know what it is, but whatsoever is that, and whatever is that waster, I am speaking that waster should waste no more your time in Jesus' name. That waster should waste no more of your resources in Jesus' name. That waster, even if it comes through, you know, human waster, physical waster, spiritual waster, they should no more be able to penetrate you. In this fullness of time, you will have a total recovery. You will have a total recovery because God is much around. Jesus is the same yesterday. Jesus is the same today. And Jesus is the same forevermore. Are you hearing me, somebody? No waster must be able to waste you any further. If you believe it, say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. So this miracle happened in such a manner that the other man, who was a leader of the synagogue, Jairus, was expecting Jesus to come home, and something was about to strike the life of the daughter. And this other woman was expecting Jesus, was expecting that she can make a move. She can go forward. She can go forward and touch the hem. Touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. Oh, it's too powerful. Many have been to church yesterday. If you would ask them, what did they go to do? Some went only to go and show their dresses. Some went just to go and roll their eyes. Some went only to just to go and, you know, do things that are not relevant. While there are few who may have gone because they really want the touch of the Lord. Not everyone looking for Jesus were real. Many that were in that crowd were just time wasters. Do you understand me? Many were moving around Jesus. Now, are you trying to tell me that they just only wanted to catch a glimpse of him or what? But if you look, because according to what we know, wherever Jesus went, there will always be crowd, multitude and multitude and multitude of people want to catch glimpse. Others want tangible touch. Others want that miracles happen in the lives of their loved ones. And some also only follow. They are like time wasters. They follow like those who follow others go to church. They don't care. They only roll their eyes and they don't care. They do, you know, they want, it's like the church, it becomes like a social club for them. So let me just go and while away time. And then by the time they while away, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, by the time they know it, the year is almost about to end again, and then they realize that they've wasted all their time. And the fact is, if they are wasting only their time, it's okay, but they go about wasting other people's time as well. I pray that you will not be a waster. I pray that you will not be a waster. It is time you recover yourself and recover what God wants you to be. Regain yourself. You regain yourself so that you will not continue to waste your time. It's always when the year is about to end, then you realize that you have wasted all your time and you begin to mourn and you begin to grieve. Now you are much alert. Regain your time in Jesus' name. Among the whole crowd, only the woman with the issue of the blood and Jairus had a problem. Others, they were time wasters. Who are you today? Who are you today? in the presence of God? Are you the type who only wastes your time? Or you are the type who would want to sit up and say, I want to regain all that I have lost? So the woman pressed forward. She said her health must be regained. She cannot afford to settle in this leakage and then die miserably. She realized that God has promised us the fullness of age. She refused to die untimely. She did not accept that situation that the devil brought into her life. She said, this cannot happen. Even though she has spent all her money, wasted all her money in physicians, and there was no solution, I saw something in this woman. She never gave up. Today, I'm speaking to somebody. If you are going to recover all in life, don't ever give up. Don't. Sometimes people throw in the towel when it is not supposed to. They throw in the towel when they are not supposed to. They throw in the towel untimely, and then they now wait for the worst to happen into their life. But this woman, I saw that she was very persistent. She continued. She did not give up. She wanted to live. She made every effort to live, every effort to stay focused, every effort to stay alive. She did not throw in and say, yes, because the doctor said I will not live, I will just take it up that way. She never gave up, and never did she allow wasters to waste her time. She knew what she wanted, and she went forward for it. May that be your portion. In this very month, the fullness of this month, may you be able to have the fullness of it. May you be able to, you know, recover all that you've been losing. May you be able to be focused, to really make a demand, press forward to serving God better so that you can recover what you have lost. Don't throw in the towel because of the verdict of doctors. Because of also, some of you are failed in a relationship, you feel that you cannot make it anymore. Don't throw in because somebody deserted you, rejected you, and dumped you. Don't throw in the towel. Help is around. Jesus Christ, the hope of our glory, He is much around. He will help you. Men said you are not worthy. God is saying you are more than worthy. God is saying that He will help you because you are His choice. Receive the mercy of the Lord today. Receive the mercy of the Lord today. Receive the mercy of the Lord today. That woman pressed forward, and that woman was able to, you know, to push away all those distractors around, and she was able to press forward until she touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. The moment she touched that, something happened the healing she was asking for all of these years occurred in her life. May the Lord give you the ability not to give up. May the Lord give you the hope not to give up. Press forward until you receive that which is legitimately yours, in the mighty name of Jesus. This has come to you. I'm going to stop because of time, but know that you are able to recover in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. And it is my desire that your life will not be the same. Please feel free to give me a call on the studio line in case you would want me to pray specifically for you. It's 720-727-1619. Stay tuned and continue to listen.
So powerful today. So powerful, so powerful today. Powerful healer, you are the powerful healer. Hey, come and heal. So powerful, so powerful today. Let us see your power flow. Your name is Yahweh.
If this is your power, if this is your glory, if this is your presence, then let it rain. If this is your power, if this is your glory, if this is your presence, then let it rain.
Well, it's I believe that you enjoyed that very short word that came, word of exhortation. And remember that you can always give us a call on the studio line, 0273716619. This is coming live to you on Radio Voice of Niger, your popular radio on Radio Razzle. So while you still be enjoying this very gospel time, we are preparing for our social segment.
Place a demand on this.
So very, very soon, we will be bringing to you a social segment where we'll be talking about the family project, healthy lifestyle and child upbringing. So if you are a parent out there and you want to know what it takes to have healthy lifestyle, please, you tune in. Lifestyle and child upbringing. Our speakers are already in the studio. So, as you enjoy this music, begin to prepare yourself and also prepare to interact with us. Remember, this is coming to you live on radio.
You Voice of Nigeria,
and 105.2 inter, all the way from the streets of Amsterdam. We are positioned to say a warm hello to you, and we want you to participate with us. We want you to enjoy this very segment, because you are going to love what is coming. You will surely, surely love it. Remember, you can call us on 02727-16.
All your promises are yes.